Good afternoon, everyone. First of all, please excuse my spelling. If I made a mistake, I hope you'll be considerate with me. My co-authors are Dr. Álvaro Jaramillo, who is a meteorologist, and Jaime Arcila, who is the plant physiologist. And I'm really not a doctor, I'm a master degree. The coffee Colombian area is spread across all the mountain area in Colombia, and it's very important for our economy because we have a lot of farmers to depend for this crop. And why is necessary? It's necessary to know the soil moisture. The coffee crop in Colombia grows under rainfed condition. We don't use irrigation. And as you can see here in this graph, we are totally dependent to the rainfall variability. This is the rainfall, this is steam, this is the planting date for in 3 years, for example. This is the flowering process, is related with the dry periods, and also this is the grain filling related with the wet period. So we are totally dependent for the rainfall conditions. And also other problems that we have in our country is the water excess. The water excess affects especially the flowering formation. And also we have other places in our country that has problems with the water deficits. We have a drought stress condition, and here we have some damage for our flowering. And then when we get the flowering, we have near 2,200 days for the grain filling. And here we have three stages of development of the grain filling. And here we have these two stages are more critical for the water deficits. And these are some of the damage for the water deficit in the filling. And the tropical areas is influenced by several factors, climatic factors, basically for the intertropical convergence and the El Niño and La Niña conditions. And during the El Niño condition, we have a reduction in the rainfall, and during the El Niño, La Niña condition, we have a lot of rainfall. And here in this graph, we can see how the rainfall changes. For the north area, we have dry periods at the end of the year. In the middle, so we have two dry periods and two wet periods. And the southwest, we have in the middle of the year the dry period. So the rainfall, the yield production or the yield distribution is very related with these conditions. It's highly related. Also, we have a good meteorological network across all the coffee zones. We have a meteorological network that was created in 1945. We have a good a lot of data for meteorological and soil informations. And also, measure the soil moisture is very time-consuming and expensive. For that reason, our objective was to develop an agrometeorological model to estimate the soil moisture variations that can be used as a predictor of the available water for the crop. We use an agrometeorological model basically because it's based on the water budget technique and because it's useful for field application in a large study areas. We work in the classical approach for the water, soil water balance, but we introduce this new concept in the water balance. This is the intercept. It's not really a new concept, it's an old concept, but for us, when we look at the water balance components, is new. So we consider the canopy interception and also the net precipitation. For that reason, we start research size 1997. We conduct several field experiments to measure all these variables. We measure the interception in coffee crop with different plant densities and canopy covers. And we develop functions for estimate the interception. Also, we measure the runoff and the moisture to develop, and we develop a function to estimate the runoff for the crop. And also, we use the FAO two steps approach to calculate the crop evapotranspiration using, we use the Piedmont and the hard grapes and other for the tropical areas. And during 2008-2009, we use lysimeter data to fix or to see how good are this equation, and we made some change to the hard grades for all conditions and also for this equation. In some place where we don't have water information, we develop this function to estimate reference evapotranspiration with altitude data. And also we have the crop coefficient as a function of the year of the crop and the plant density. The model is based, as I said before, in the water model and the water balance. It is start with a field capacity condition and then estimate the moisture condition based on the previous day moisture change. And this moisture is moved between zero and the saturated condition. So if we have moisture higher than field capacity, when we have deep percolation, and when we have moisture lower than field capacity, we have that deep percolation is zero. Also, we introduce this criteria: if the precipitation is higher than evaporation, the crop evapotranspiration is zero. This doesn't mean that there is six evaporation. This is that all the energy is spent to evaporate the water in the canopy. And if the precipitation is lower than evaporation, the crop evapotranspiration is the reference times crop coefficient. This model is for daily calculation. And also, we consider the adjusted for stress conditions. So we use a FAO approach, but we make some a modification. And also, we found a problem with this approach because we don't really know with this model where is the critical point for the coffee. So for that reason, we, based on the research that was conducted in 2000, where the photosynthesis for the coffee crop was measured as a function of the soil moisture. And this research was very interesting because we see here how the photosynthesis reduced under deficit condition or under excess, water excess. And this is very important for us because we have water deficit in some place and water excess in some place. So we have stress for drought or stress for excess. And we developed this coefficient for limited the crop evapotranspiration as a function of the soil moisture. We used a Wilmot index for to agreement and on statistical indexes and a relative error also. Here we can see the result. This is the modeled versus the simulated soil moisture at 20 centimeters deep. And see here how the moisture changes when we adjust the crop evapotranspiration. This year was El Niño condition, so it works very good, the index that we developed for adjusting. And see here for 1998, also we messed with TDR technique, the similar tendons, and how bad is the model when we don't adjust the crop evapotranspiration. This is the index. For example, this index going from zero for a poorly model to one, a good model. This is not really good, but it's not bad. It's 0.88 for this kind of model. I think it's good. And also the relative error goes from 16 to 28%. And look here how the models falls when we don't use adjust in the crop evapotranspiration or when we don't use rainfall interception and runoff. The relative error increase a lot and the index, the aggregation index goes down. This is the curve for drying or wetting for the model. And I want to show some examples for practical use. As I said before, we have coffee science 1 latitude degree to 12 latitude degree. We have a lot of soils and climate conditions. And here we have 2007, 8, 9, and 10. And here we have the La Niña condition. This is the critical condition. And we can see here how some places are more susceptible to La Niña than the others, or which zones are more susceptible to El Niño than La Niña. And also we use a soil moisture index, which is a function of the moisture and the saturated condition. This is a critical level. I said before, we developed a function of photosynthesis. And see here how two locations looks different using this index. And something important for us, I said before, is the flowering. We have flowering, we have beans. And if we have beans, we have money. So this is the number of days with soil moisture lower than 0.5. So this indicates water deficit, not critical, but forward deficit. And these are three locations. And see here how the now when increase the number of days with the soil moisture deficit, the flower increase for three locations, for example. But that increases different this location, which means that exist other variables involved here in this process. But it's a direct relationship between the flower number in the plants and the water deficit. And also, as I said before, we have a lot of problem with water excess. How when we increase the water number of days with the soil moisture over the 0.5, which is critical over 0.5, we have dismissed a reduction in the flower numbers. So the conclusion for this research is that the rainfall interception by the canopy in coffee needs to be considered in models to estimate the soil moisture. The water stress coefficient proposed in this model show an increase in the precision of the soil moisture estimation in coffee crop plantation. The model proposed can be used in studies related with the agrometeorological zonification and in the venological studies. And the soil moisture index helps to improve the soil plant atmosphere relationship understanding. Thanks very much. All the questions or suggestions are welcome. Thank you. Two centimeters.
How much?
Two, 20 centimeters.
20 centimeters.
What is the root zone?
How big
the root zone? The roots go to 40 centimeters.
40,
yes. But it works, we use also 40 because we, in our soils, these as volcanic soils, the moisture is quite similar. We measure 20 and 40 centimeters, but we don't found a lot of difference. In fact, the moisture chains are strong in 20 centimeters. Is I say the boundary layer, I think so. Yeah.
You said the canopy interception was important.
Yeah.
Approximately how much water can is the maximum you would score on a canopy?
How much film is? Okay, it's not linearly. It's for example, if you have 5 millimeters of rainfall, all the rainfall is in the canopy. When you have rainfall to 55 millimeters, you have the maximum interceptation. So when you have between 5 and 25, you have interceptation is near to the 50-55%, depends the density of the canopy. Well, thank you very much.